Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. We know John 3:16, the gospel in a nutshell. It is one of the simplest and clearest expressions of who Jesus is and what he came to do on earth. Jesus came to save the world, from itself, from Satan, and he came to save the world from death. But there's a problem. Since Jesus rose from the dead and ascended into heaven, so why is there still death? Why do we still die? In order to answer that question, we have to turn to look at the Old Testament people of Israel. So the children of Israel are wandering around in the desert, and they're partway through their 40 years of wandering, where God teaches them how to listen to his word and trust that he will provide for all their needs, both physical and spiritual. But the children of Israel are, well, I think they're dense a little bit, slow to earn, and above all, they are a very rebellious people. They are so rebellious that God sends serpents to go and to bite them. They, and many of them, of course, died. The wages of sin, we know, is death. Then we read the following. And the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and you. Pray to the Lord that he will take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people. Moses prayed to God, and God answered him by giving Moses instructions on how to save people. The Lord said to Moses, "Make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten when he sees it shall live." So Moses does that. And you have to admit that kind of seems quite odd, I think. But put a snake on a stick. Isn't that snake the form that Satan took in the Garden of Eden? Well, sure, it is. And that is exactly the point. God didn't take away the serpents, but he gave the people a way out, a way of salvation. So even though they were bitten, the bite did not kill them. Whoever looked upon the bronze serpent in faith, that person lived. Now fast forward to Jesus talking to Nicodemus in John's gospel. Jesus uses this event in the life of Israel to show Nicodemus how God works. God doesn't take death away. It's still here. What he does is send his son into the world of death so that he dies in our place. Jesus takes the punishment that you deserve and gives you eternal life, and sets you up as kings and queens in his eternal kingdom. All because of God, the Father hands him over to death. So for you here and now and today, you still suffer death and the effects of sin. You get sick, you get injured. Things don't work as they ought to work. The serpent still bites at your heels. But Jesus Christ has crushed the head of that old evil foe. By his death, he has destroyed death so that we endure and suffer now in mere after effects, rumblings and grumblings from a foe that has already lost, but wants to drag as many down as he can. Make no mistake. You are Christ, and Satan cannot harm you. Jesus does not come into the world to shake his head and urge you to, do better next time, try to do better. No. He doesn't come to give you an example or something to shoot for or a target to reach. His goals are much, much higher. Remember again the verse in 17, chapter 3, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. That's God's plan, you see. God's plan for you, for me, the entire world. He wants to save you. He wants to heal you. He wants to comfort you. He wants to love you and to give you hope that no matter how much the snake bites, you may lift up your eyes and your heart to the cross of Jesus. And in that cross, a symbol of shame as much as any serpent, in that cross you will find life, real life, abundant life that has no end because he, Jesus, has no end. So come, blessed of God, and receive the gifts of the kingdom of heaven, prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Come and rejoice in his body and blood, and give thanks for all his benefits, for the mercy of God endures forever. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.